Please come to order. Will the members please vote to signify the presence this morning? Secretary, close the roll. All members.
The roll shows 19 senators present this morning.
Let me stand for the invocation this morning.
Let's pray. Our dear Father, we thank you for the blessings of life, all the rich provision that you've poured out so abundantly upon each of us. Especially we thank you for the salvation made available to us through your Son. But as we enjoy these blessings, help us never to forget that with each one comes a responsibility and a stewardship. We're responsible to use these blessings wisely, to use them for your glory, to use them for the good of others. This is especially true of those of us who have a trust from those who have placed us in positions of authority. We want to thank you this morning for these men and these women who labor in the law for the welfare of those who have chosen them. And we ask that you would bless them in those labors. They carry a heavy and a difficult load. They often receive little praise and much criticism for the job they seek to discharge to the best of their ability. But we read in your word that you have appointed human government and that those who labor therein are your ministers. And so please uphold and encourage and guide these your ministers in this, the discharge of their duties throughout this day. Give them, we pray, that wisdom that can only come from you. Encourage them and give them a sense of dependence upon you. We thank you now for what you're going to do in and through them today. We ask all these things in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.
I'd like to note that Mrs. Moss, Senator Moss's wife, is at the Juneau Hospital getting a checkup. Notification of the Senate. Are there guests for introduction? You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I ask that I be shown as present.
There are all 20 members present this morning. Are there messages from the governor this morning?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Are there reports of standing committees?
The Rules Committee considered the Senate Bill number 289, Discharge of Firearms in Hunting and Fishing in State Park and Recreation Areas, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute rules with a new title and calendar on May 14. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Kelly, and Ferguson. This appears on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 470 and recommends it be replaced. Insurance and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute rules and placed on the May 14 calendar. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Kelly, and Ferguson. Senate Bill 470 appears on today's calendar. The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 345, Judiciary, Victims' Rights, and amending Rule 32D2 of the Alaska Rules of Criminal Procedure and recommends it be replaced with the Senate committee substitute and do pass and recommends a Senate Judiciary Letter of Intent and attaches a zero fiscal note. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Sackett, Mulcahy, Josephson, Ferguson, Fakes, and Vic Fisher. CSHB 345 Jude has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Rules Committee considered the following and recommend that they be calendared May 14. Senate Bill 533, Supplemental Appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services for Residential Care Facilities for Children. SSHCR 53, requesting the State Geographic Board to name a lake near Ketchikan as Ed Todd Lake. And CSSS, House Bill 446, Judiciary, Duty to Stop at the Direction of a Peace Officer. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Kelly, and Ferguson. These do appear on today's calendar.
Of course, Senator Ray.
I'd like to certify the journal, sir.
Apologies. Secretary certifies the correctness of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 125th and 126th legislative days and Senate Supplement Number 84.
All right.
Move the journals for the 125th and 126th legislative days and Senate Supplement Number 84 be approved to certify.
Without objection. You may proceed, Secretary of the Senate.
This takes us down to the daily calendar.
No reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
First item on the daily calendar is Senate Bill 289. Secretary, read the bill by title off and committee report.
Senate Bill Number 289 by Senators Bennett and Rohde, an act relating to discharge of firearms and hunting and fishing in state park and recreation areas. This was returned to Rules Committee from the floor. The Rules Committee recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute rules.
President.
You have the floor, Senator.
Move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 289 be held till tomorrow's calendar for fine-tuning.
No objection. The next item on the dated calendar is 470, Senate Bill 470.
Senate Bill Number 470 by Senator Mulcahy, an act relating to insurance. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute LNC with a zero fiscal note and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Elias and Chairman, concurring Senator Sackett, Mulcahy, and Pettyjohn. Senator Rohde signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends the LNC committee substitute do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Josephson, Mulcahy, Vic Fisher, and Ferguson. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute rules and calendar. Signed, Senator Figgs, Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Kelly, and Ferguson.
There is a committee substitute. Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, I move the Rules Committee substitute. Ask unanimous consent.
Objection. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 470 rules by the Rules Committee, an act relating to insurance.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
The absence of amendments, Senator Ray.
Move committee substitute for Senate Bill 470 rules be considered in the bill as third reading, place the final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill in third reading.
Committee substitute.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 470 rules, an act relating to insurance.
Bill is before you for discussion, for debate. Senator Mulcahy has the floor.
Mr. President, this bill deals with surplus line insurance and creates a new chapter within our statutes, chapters 2164, that is pointed in this direction. As I'm sure everybody on the floor is aware that there is more surplus line insurance written per population in the state of Alaska than in any other state in the union, and this is because it quite frequently deals with airplanes and boats, Mr. President. This tightens up the law, as I think everybody on the floor would recall that late last session we passed Senate Bill 134 that increased the bonding for surplus line brokers in the state and also increased from about $500,000 to $1.5 million. The trust fund that surplus line companies have to establish within the United States if they're going to write in the state of Alaska. This tightens up those requirements even more, Mr. President, requiring that a surplus line broker, that is an agent, what I'd call an agent anyway, that writes in the state of Alaska has to have $200,000 in bonding. And on the effective date of this bill, that the surplus line companies have to have the $1.5 million that we required last year, and this will grow to $3 million or to $5 million over a 3-year period. Senator Ferguson, who carried the bill in finance, distributed a sectional to all members after it moved out of finance, and I distributed another sectional to all members of the floor this morning. I would be glad to try to answer any questions anybody might have, Mr. President.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 470 be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change her vote? Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
The bill has been adopted. Next item on the daily calendar, Senate Bill 533.
Senate Bill number 533 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services for residential care facilities for children and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Josephson, Chairman, concurring Senators Paul Fisher, Moss, and Vic Fisher. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Mulcahy, Josephson, Ferguson, Fakes, and Vic Fisher.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Absence of amendments. Senator Ray.
Move Senate Bill 533 be considered engrossed and passed third reading and place the final passage.
Without objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill number 533, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services for residential care facilities for children and providing for an effective date.
The bill is before you for discussion, for debate. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Bill 533 be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? I do not believe one member has voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
The bill has been adopted. Senator Ray.
Move to ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of Senate Bill 533 be considered a roll call on effective date clause.
Effective date has been adopted without objection. Next item on daily calendar. Senate Bill, House Bill 446.
Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 446 Judiciary by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the duty to stop at the direction of a peace officer. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Ray, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler, Josephson, Pettyjohn, and Eliason.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Move to ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 446 Judiciary be advanced third reading and placed final passage.
Without objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 446 Judiciary, an act relating to the duty to stop at the direction of a peace officer.
Senator Ray.
Well, this is a more or less a housekeeping measure to close the loophole. Some of the judges have a problem. They say that there is no statutory responsibility or no statutory clearance for a person, peace officer, to stop or direct a person to stop while they are operating a vehicle.
So debate?
Question.
Question is, shall House Bill 446 be adopted? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
Bill has been adopted. Next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 653.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 653 Finance, an act relating to court facilities and providing for an effective date in third reading.
Bill is before you for discussion, for debate.
Question?
Senator Halford has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would just like to repeat my objection to authorizing a lease purchase agreement. I voted for this, I believe, in a bond package. I voted for it in appropriations. But I do believe that a lease purchase has the potential of resulting in a debt of the state not approved by the voters as required by the Constitution.
Ready for the question? Question is, shall House Bill 653 be adopted? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 14 yeas, 6 nays.
Bill has been adopted. Senator Ray.
Move the effective date clause.
Question is, there were 14 for it. question is, so the vote on, Senator Ray, Senator Halford.
Just move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Objection. Next item on the data calendar is House Concurrent Resolution 53.
Sponsor substitute for House Concurrent Resolution number 53 by Representative McBride, requesting the State Geographic Board to name an unnamed lake near Ketchikan as Ed Todd Lake. The State Affairs Committee considered this resolution and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Strzelecki, and Ray.
Four, Senator. Sponsor substitute for House Concurrent Resolution before you for discussion and debate. The question is, shall the resolution be adopted? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
Bill has been adopted. There's a publication notice. We're under, you have the floor, Senator.
We have a brief at ease.
It'll be at ease. To order. You have the floor, Senator Pettyjohn.
Mr. President, I would move that we take up the reconsideration of House Bill 693 at this time.
Before us, Secretary, read the bill.
House Bill number 693, an act relating to principal and income of trusts and providing for an effective date on reconsideration.
You have the floor, Senator Pettyjohn.
Mr. President, this bill was gone through in the Judiciary Committee, and we had a fairly extensive look at it. Under current law in the state of Alaska, the duties and manners in which a trustee operates are essentially covered by the common law, which means that if you are a trustee and you are administering an estate, in order to decide what you can and cannot do, it's necessary to have recourse to a great volume of written decisions over the course of the last 200 years in this country, and it necessarily restricts the kind of flexibility that one as a trustee might want to have in certain situations. So this essentially codifies a written set of rules so that trustees and anyone else involved in a trust situation can resort to the statutes to have clear guidance as to what is and is not allowed. And I think it will make for a more efficient administration of trusts. It will, I would expect, cut down somewhat on the amount of litigation which might result in varying interpretations. Some states in the country have some rules for administration of trusts under their common law. Others have others. It's hard to say which direction our court would go in any given instance. So with the adoption of this, I think we're probably reducing some kinds of litigation which might otherwise result in clarifying the legal situation for trusts in this state. And I urge its passage.
Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, as the Senate member of the Code Revision Commission, I would urge passage of House Bill 693. It sets forth a readable guideline for someone to follow when administering a trust, so much so that you don't require the service of an attorney, and it does greatly simplify matters. Unfortunately, in the past few years, we have had some cases where trustees have not carried out their duty in the proper fashion. It's been well documented in the press. This would provide a guideline to ensure that won't happen in the future. The days of administering trusts in Alaska on a very informal basis are probably gone, considering the amount of money and the number of trust administrations that will be required. I would urge support for this bill, Mr. President.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall House Bill 693 be adopted by the Senate? Thank you for your testimony. You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
Bill has been adopted. I believe there is an effective date.
Senator Albert?
Senator Albert. The floor, Senator.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call in House Bill 693 be considered the roll call on effective date clause.
Without objection. Effective date clause has been adopted. Are there further items under unfinished business?
Mr.
President.
Yeah, the floor, Senator.
Yes, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate, not subject to a call on May 18th and 19th for personal business.
Rules, Chairperson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 409, which is the reappropriation bill, be sent back to Finance. The Rules Committee has not taken this bill up yet. There are more adds and deletes to be taken up, and I think it's more appropriately done in the Finance Committee.
No objection, so ordered. It's to Finance. You have the floor, Senator Moss.
Mr. President, I'd ask unanimous consent I be excused and call the body on the 22nd for a meeting in Fairbanks, the Transportation Forum.
No objection. Senator Pettyjohn.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call on May 19th and 20th for personal business.
There's no objection. Senator Bennett.
Do you have a brief at ease?
We'll be at ease. And how many does that leave us for next weekend? Because I think we should have a Saturday session. We've got to wind up our business. I think Saturday sessions.
We have three people excused on Saturday, all right. Mr. President.
We have to have a working group of 15, and I'm personally going to object to less than that number being here. It will be delaying the session, in my opinion. You have the floor, Senator Fisher.
Yes, Mr. President. I ask for an excused absence from the 18th through the 21st. And, Mr. Chairman, the reason I'm saying the 21st, that is a Monday, but I have two daughters graduating from high school that night.
I understand that. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that I rescind my request and asking for an absence for tomorrow. However, ask unanimous consent.
Yes.
However, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate Thursday without subject to a call. I'm going to sit on state business.
Yes, sir. Thank you. No objection. Further under unfinished business, there has not been a landslide request. But I did say last week, and my door was open, that I intended to point the nominees for confirmation to the Ethics Committee from the Senate, Joseph and Bennett and Gilman. Are there announcements of committee meetings? You have floor resources, Chairperson.
Mr. President, today in the Belts Room, Senate Resources at 3 p.m. will be taking up HB 188, an act relating to big game hunting by non-residents, HB 458, an act relating to agricultural rights to lands, HB 546, an act relating to harassment of persons lawfully engaged in hunting, fishing, and trapping, HB 709, an act relating to fees for guided tours through historical sites, and HB 509, relating to aviation fuel, previously held over for today, will be held for Wednesday. I'd like to bring to the attention of the Resource Committee members that we have various people who are involved with the agricultural rights to land on a teleconferencing, and we're trying to finish by 4:30. So we'll need to move right along and be there as promptly as possible. Thank you.
You have the floor, Senator.
The Conference Committee on the Budget will meet in the Senate Finance Chambers at 1:30 this afternoon. Also tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., the Finance Committee will take up committee substitute for House Bill 298, an act establishing a National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska Special Revenue Fund. Also taking up Senate Bill 448, an act relating to the state personnel rules for open competitive examinations.
Items under special orders this morning. Senator Ray, you have the floor, Senator Pettyjohn.
I would like to announce a minority caucus immediately on adjournment in the Butrovich or Belts rooms, briefly.
Senator Ray.
Other business come before the Senate, I move adjourn at 10 a.m. to